Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, November 3rd, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. At its Ignite conference, Microsoft announced a new project management tool for collaboration in Office called Loop. Built on Microsoft's Fluid framework, this lets users take components from other apps, things like lists, tables, notes, and tasks, used in Excel, OneNote, Teams, or other apps, which can be embedded into a shared page, but updated in real time from the source. These pages live within workspaces, which can track progress and maintain access. Loop will launch in the first half of 2022. Microsoft Teams is adding Mesh, a platform for virtual experiences. Teams will add new 3D avatars that can represent you in 2D meetings, which animate based on vocal cues. Eventually, the avatars will be able to mimic your actual movements. These will be accessible without a VR headset, although they work well with them. Mesh for Teams will arrive in the first half of next year. Microsoft will also launch the stable version of its Edge browser for Linux this week. Preview versions of the browser have been available since last year, but will now receive regular stable channel updates. Netflix announced that Netflix Games is rolling out to Android subscribers worldwide. You'll get five games: Stranger Things 1984, Stranger Things 3, The Game, Shooting Hoops, Card Blast, and Teeter Up. These games can be downloaded individually and played for no additional charge with your Netflix login. Starting Wednesday, November 3rd, you'll also be able to launch the games from a new Games tab in the main Netflix app. Netflix says iOS is on the way. The Director General for the Digital Currency Institute of the People's Bank of China, Mu Chengchun, said 140 million people opened wallets for China's new digital yuan as of October and used for transactions totaling around 62 billion yuan, that's about 9.7 billion U.S. dollars. The digital yuan is currently accepted by roughly 1.5 million merchants. The currency is still being used in pilot trials with no official launch date announced. The Office of the Australian Information Commissioner ordered Clearview AI to destroy all images and facial templates belonging to individuals living in Australia. The order came after a joint investigation with the UK's Information Commissioner's Office found Clearview's database breached citizens' privacy. Clearview intends to appeal the decision. Meta is shutting down Facebook's facial recognition system. Even if you've opted in, photos of you will no longer be automatically identified. Facebook will delete more than a billion people's facial recognition templates. Alt text will need to be manually programmed to identify people in photos. Meta says it will continue to research and develop the use of facial recognition for identity verification and preventing fraud and impersonation. The operators of the Black Matter ransomware organization announced it shut down operations, citing increased pressure from authorities. The group published a notice of the shutdown on its ransomware as a service portal on October 1, 2021, saying its infrastructure would be shut down within 48 hours. Google News will return to Spain early next year after the country updated its copyright laws to allow Google to negotiate fees with individual publishers. Google News previously shut down in the country in 2014. DoorDash introduced a new in-app security toolkit for delivery workers called SafeDash. DoorDash partnered with ADT to let workers call an agent when they feel unsafe or alert the agent to call 911 for them. This is initially rolling out to New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, Detroit, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, with plans for availability across the U.S. by the end of the year. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, published a catalog of software vulnerabilities known to be exploited in the wild, issuing a binding operational directive requiring federal agencies to patch these within specified deadlines. The catalog currently includes 306 vulnerabilities across vendors, with some dating back to 2010. Activision Blizzard beat analyst earnings estimate in Q3, earning 72 cents per share on revenue of $1.88 billion. In an investor presentation, the company said it will delay the release of both Diablo 4 and Overwatch 2 to give teams more time for production. No specific release dates were announced, with Activision Blizzard saying back in February that neither game would come out in 2021. The latest version of Firefox for iOS and Android adds a new Jump Back In feature that lets you go directly to your last open tab, with the homepage now showing recently saved bookmarks and completed searches for the last 14 days. The browser will also archive inactive tabs after 14 days. The UK startup ZipCharge announced The Go, a portable EV charger designed for consumers. This 50-pound, 4-kilowatt-hour battery is about the size of a carry-on and can provide 12 to 20 miles of range from a 30-minute charge on a Type 2 socket. It'll be available for lease for £49 a month. Purchase price was not announced, but isn't expected to ship until Q4 2022. And finally, Ford showed off an all-electric, all-wheel drive F-100 Illuminator concept vehicle with body styling based on the 1978 F-100 pickup. While there are no plans to produce the vintage-looking truck, customers can order the Illuminator electric crate motor from Ford Performance Parts to electrify vintage vehicles. The $3,900 Illuminator is based on the Mustang Mach-E GT's traction motor and offers 281 horsepower and 317 pound-feet of torque. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.